This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. It's the largest single beef recall in U.S. history. The Department of Agriculture has ordered the recall of 143 million pounds of beef produced by a meat processor here in Southern California, much of it destined for school lunch programs and low-income families. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, the recall began with an alarming videotape released by the Humane Society.
The tape, shot as part of an undercover investigation by the Humane Society of the United States, is shocking. As a cow's knees buckle, she's scooped up on a forklift and dumped into a pen where she thrashes about in mud and feces, trying to raise herself. A worker repeatedly pokes her with an electric prod in a vain effort to get her on her feet. In another section of the video, workers in blue jumpsuits punch, kick, and drag cattle across feces-smeared floors en route to their slaughter. This was videotaped at the Hallmark Westland Meat Processing Company in Southern California. On Friday, San Bernardino County District Attorney Mike Ramos charged a manager with cruelty to animals, a felony.
In reviewing this case myself as the district attorney, it makes your stomach turn to see what they did to the cows in this situation.
Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recalled 143 million pounds of beef shipped by Hallmark Westland going back to 2006. The USDA forbids the use of cattle that can't walk, or downer cows, for human consumption. Humane Society President Wayne Purcell described the Hallmark Westland plant as a magnet for these cows.
Downer cows were coming in from dairies in the Southwest, California, and Arizona, and they were being prodded and tormented and tortured to get them walking, to get them into the slaughterhouse, so this meat processor could squeeze every last dime out of these hapless animals.
Hallmark Westland didn't return NPR's calls, but the New York Times reported that the company's president said he was horrified by the video and had voluntarily suspended operations until the federal investigation was complete. The recall is categorized as Class 2, meaning the Agriculture Department feels there is a remote probability that the beef could make someone sick. In a statement, newly appointed Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer said it is extremely unlikely that the downer cows were at risk for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease. Cows destined for slaughter undergo a series of inspections between the ranch and the slaughterhouse. Kim Essex, a spokesperson for the National Beef Cattlemen's Association, says the Agriculture Department's safety requirements are stringent enough that Hallmark Westland is the exception, not the rule.
There are multiple hurdles the beef has to pass in order to hit our plates or arrive at restaurants. And the fact of the matter is, one of those safeguards was not achieved in this company.
School districts nationwide are pulling Hallmark Westland meat from their menus. Essex says she's not worried about America's overall beef supply.
As a mom who has two young children, I'm comfortable with the beef that is produced in this country. I believe it is safe.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, chair of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, doesn't share Essex's confidence. The question, Harkin said in a statement last week, is how much longer will we have to continue to test our luck with weak enforcement of federal food safety regulations? Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.